Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It is the last day in the month of October and I am excited, honestly. I'm super, super excited that the month of October has come and it's going. And on this last day of October, on the podcast, we have a guest, a friend of mine. It's been a while I had a female friend on the podcast, and today I brought one. I have Binshi. Binshi is a new friend of mine. Binshi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good.
That's good.
Yeah. Why are you laughing? So, I do not really know what to say. Like, okay, you are this. So I think it's best I leave that to you to properly introduce yourself.
Okay, so hey guys, my name is Musa Bentley Binshi. I am a fashion designer, a fashion enthusiast, a model, an engineer, a singer. I do sing sometimes because I get mad killer voice, but I do like to showcase it to the world. Yeah, I feel like those qualifications are okay for now. Okay, not so, you know, I don't like to. I don't know if you get what. Yeah, I'm a foodie. That one.
But it's not showing.
Wow. Nice one.
No shade, actually. But there's one part that you missed. The perfume.
And now it's part of the whole fashion enthusiast thing, whatever. Be on that
category. I didn't know. Alright, so I think we'll be talking about, you know, your perfume collecting and why you love food so much. So first of all, what made you What made you develop interest in perfumes in general?
Okay, so I grew up with people that loved smelling nice. They still love smelling nice. My mom, my dad, my aunties. Like, you'd see their perfumes and you'd be like, ah, good. Like, when you go out, not like, when you now smell someone that, like, smells really bad, you'd be like, ah! Do you understand? And, like, when you know you feel good, like, when you know that, when you raise up your armpits, it's not posing. You're happy. Or, like, when somebody, like, tells you, oh, I really love what you're wearing, what's the name? You just have, it boosts your confidence warmly, in one very badass manner. But, yeah, I'd say that what, like, intrudes, I mean, how they talk in English.
It's Asu. See, anything you just blame
Asu. Asu 100, But, like, what actually spiked my interest in the perfumery has to be my parents.
Yeah.
Because they're literal perfume lovers. They're really in love with perfumes. Designer perfumes, all the floral scents, so, like, literally all of them.
Yeah.
I think when I was small, I knew who Elizabeth Arden was. My mom loved Red Door. She still loves Red Door like mad. God.
So this was something that you already had interest of
since when I was very little. Yeah. Right.
Cool. So I've always heard different names. Not names. Like description. Yeah. I've heard wood, like you said. I've heard perfume, I've heard perfume. At the point, I thought perfume is like another language for perfume. I've seen Eau de Toilette. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yeah, but like in the market, you hear them say EDT or EDP.
Yeah.
So,
what do these descriptions or classifications mean in the perfume world?
Okay, so basically, it's not like I've actually gone to study, so I've not gone to study. But from what I've actually gathered, it's according to the consecration of the perfume.
Alright.
Like how we have consecrations of acids and the likes.
Yeah, not everybody who listens to this podcast is a science student, so you might want to.
But like, yeah, it has different consecrations.
Yeah.
And like, it, from what I remember, it goes from the perfume to perfume to the toilet. I mean, the perfume. Well, I bet if you Google search it, you'll probably see it somewhere.
Okay, so it's just levels of consecration.
Yeah, it's just levels of consecration. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if you spray perfume in the morning, it'll probably last you for like 48 hours on your skin. And but like when you spray Ude perfume or like the lesser one, it could last like
24 hours. Right.
And then like the more you go down, the lesser the hours spends on your ear.
Okay. I've learned something. And I remember this one now. There are different conversations on how to use perfume scents. Generally, some people say, "Oh, you use them on your skin." Some people say, "Ah, no, you use them on your clothes." Mm. What is the right way?
I would say there's like a specific right way. So we have perfumes and we have body sprays, like body mists.
Yeah.
Okay, so now these perfumes, they're higher, like they have higher concentration than the body mists. So for these perfumes, you spray them on your pulse point. That way. Even when you're sweating.
What are your pulse points, please?
Behind your ears, your neck, your elbow, your wrists, your midriff, this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then at the back of your knees and your ankles.
Where do you...
your ankles, too.
Where do you spray perfume at the back of your knees?
Because you sweat there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so... Ah, see, people, they smell low. Don't smell. Don't tell. Before you go anywhere, sniff your armpits.
Very important.
It's very, because it kills.
Not for yourself, but for...
For people.
For humanity.
Ah, please.
For humanity.
Hey, please.
So, basically, there is no, oh, you have to spray on your...
Yeah, and the reason why people see, like, spray on your skin and not on your dresses is because... For example, if you're wearing cotton white, let's say I'm wearing white, for example, and I spray it on mine, it's going to show that
I sprayed something,
and it doesn't look nice. Ah, does everybody need to know that I use perfume? No, not everybody needs to, but you have to know. When I walk past you, you need to know that, I smell weird. You don't ask me. Pick one name, what are you using? Yeah, but please smell really nice, so I beg go.
I had an experience in school. In church, so I went to church one day and service hadn't started yet. It was midweek service. And so I was still outside. And this, I won't call her girl. Can I just say this girl walked past me. So I was walking and she was doing the opposite direction. Mm. Like, that's smart collection.
Yes.
Like, and she's called the exact number. And I was like, wow.
These are people that deal perfumes. deal perfume.
Wow, like, because I had never seen such accuracy, to say the exact, because Smart Collection, they had different varieties, different number and ranges.
Yeah.
But she was able to, like, say, oh, this is the exact, I think it was 375. And I loved that perfume, honestly. I always use it every time, but when I was in church, I sprayed more. Because I'm like, who knows who I'll be sitting with? Maybe God is positioning me to meet somebody. I'm like, I wouldn't want to, you know,
be oozing. The thing about perfumes is that it boosts your confidence.
True, true.
Like, if, for example, you're at your workplace and you have this presentation that you're supposed to go for, you're scared of your boss. Me, I'm telling you, this is real life. There are some perfumes that you spray them, it just gives you this raise in like I know I smell nice. You cannot tell me nonsense. That. You can't tell me nonsense. Yes, I know I smell good.
Yeah.
Your shoulders go high. You would walk up. Even if you know some beauty you want to, I swear.
The fact that you smell good on the fact that you smell
good, what your director would look at you and smile. I'm like, yeah. Even if you talk process for young guys, don't worry.
Yeah, that is very true. Well, we've talked for 10 minutes just on perfume, and I was like saying we'll talk about your love for food. So let's talk about food. Why do you love food so much? Or why do you think you love food so much?
Why would I think I love food? Anyway, okay. I love food because I'm a human being.
An obvious response. First of all. I love
food because I'm a human being.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm not a gluten, no. It's not gluten-y. Mm. But then it goes deeper to a point where, like, when you actually want to talk. For me, it's weird. Like, the way I connect with food is weird. In a sense that I want to talk, but I don't want to talk to human beings. Because talking to human beings, it has telling me what I have to do. No, God, I don't talk to food.
Okay.
I converse with myself.
Right.
But like, it's the food I'm eating helps with the conversation. Let me give an example. So let's say something happened today at work or at school.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about it because I'm pissed.
Yeah.
But also a human because they start saying, you know how human beings are. Don't tell me, I know how human beings are, but that's what I want. Yeah, don't tell me that one to get.
Yeah.
So, let's say I get rice and stew with meat. Hard meat, strong one. And I'm in my room alone. I'm probably eating. Well, I'm having that conversation in your mind.
Yeah.
Just like, and in that sense, it's not me that it's like, it's me and my other people that inside me that
talking. Okay. Yeah.
One person is tearing the meat. The other person is like trying to mix the rice or trying to like justify the spices that were used in this. It's weird like that. I know.
Honestly.
I know it's weird like that, but.
This is.
We give the, God all this the is glory. The,
honestly, this is the weirdest in mind conversation I've had.
It happens.
And I think I saw something recently on Twitter saying that, you know, we that talk to ourselves are minority of world's population.
Minority of world's population, please.
There are more people who do not talk to themselves.
How would you talk to yourself?
Exactly. I'm like, wait, so you don't have conversations in your mind, you don't hear voices in your head.
Wait, forget our voice. Let's assume that you had a fight with somebody, yeah?
Yeah.
And then, you when you were fighting, then you do not say, you don't have any insult to give. Literally, I was shipping.
Yeah.
I didn't give this insult. No, but I forgive this insult. If you enter, that's like talking to yourself. Because you thought about that insult.
Yes.
For pain.
And so your head is just silent.
You're now scolding yourself that you messed up, guy.
So is there a difference? Obviously, I know there's a difference, but what's the difference between being a food? What qualifies someone to be a foodie?
Okay, there are people that want to be connoisseurs. I want to be a connoisseur, but then I heard I have to go through the whole process of going to
culinary school.
I sabi cook already. I don't need that certification. I sabi cook. And I used to feel like being a connoisseur is just there's a little bit of salt you need to add. Yeah. You need to add this. And your thyme, your meat is tender. You need to get a food network. But then I found out that that's not just what it's based on. You need to like know the in-depth of food. Spices, a lot of people they try sharp. But I don't dive off from the real question. What is the question again?
What makes someone a foodie? What qualifies someone to be a foodie?
That's everybody's definition. Like everybody has their
personal. So what qualifies
me
as a foodie?
As a foodie is how I relate to my food. Like what my food helps me go through.
Alright.
After heartbreak. But yeah, eat food.
Food was there for you.
God, please
eat.
Okay, there's a recent video I saw going around that this girl committed suicide because she broke up with her boyfriend. And then I think on that tweet, somebody said, they didn't even try to eat food. That was like that tweet, that particular tweet was like, okay, I was like, God, please. Because,
No, food saves lives. Aside the nutritional value.
Aside the whole trying to relate deeply with the food or whatever.
Yeah.
When you eat, you are full. While staying where there's breeze, you will sleep and be okay.
Honestly, I think whenever I want to sleep, I just go and eat. Because I just feel this fullness inside. I'm like, alright.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time to sleep. So we've talked about perfumes, we've talked about food.
Well, one, you know, about food, you need to be brave and strong.
To eat?
Yeah. Why? There's a certain hunger pang that comes in the middle of the night. Around from 11 o'clock in the night till like 3 a.m. You see that particular 3 a.m. hunger? If you don't have your warm materials,
you will suffer. You will suffer. There was a particular night, I think I didn't eat as much as I wanted to eat that night because I'm like tired. I'm like, let me just eat small. Then I'll wake up later at night to eat. The hunger that woke me up, I was like, God, please let it still be like 2 a.m. because if it's like 5, I'm always seeing like, why am I eating by 5? I don't share the time after, so I said, good. I don't take it.
Jesus.
And I ate. No.
There are times when like you just go to your fridge and you open it and you just stare at your fridge for like 5 minutes looking for what you just put to your mouth.
Yeah.
It's because like that hunger pang is real. There was a time that I was so hungry, but I didn't even want to eat anything heavy. And the worst thing to take is water.
Yeah.
You're trying to convince yourself if you take water. Like, where that is.
It's like the water is going and.
Like, full. Like,
it's fire. It's just pushing the boundaries of your stomach. Like, showing that your stomach is actually empty, but keep drinking.
My dear, if hunger should knock you.
And you start drinking water.
Don't drink. Well, mixed juice. Maybe you pour something inside that water and juice.
Apropos, doctor would not actually like this.
I beg. Him to his nose. I'm sure Apropos, doctor used to. He has food by the side of his table. But he has an Aquafina bottle of water beside
him. Yeah, so it's not be as serious.
I'm not saying you shouldn't take water. But don't take water alone. Please, take it with something.
You know, you can just press the bread. Squeeze it to burn the calories. But you know the good thing about people like us and food is that we can eat as much as we like.
I know this show.
It will just.
But if you're the type that once you like stress, like when you're stressed eating, you feel like 500 pounds. You're more, my dear.
Don't drink water.
Just take vegetables.
Yeah.
Just eat greens. Have a lot of greens in your system.
Do a green diet and you'll be fine.
Oh no, I tried dieting one time. I almost died.
Cannot be me.
Probably even said, baby, you're not diet because still I was eating Emma said people that are dead, they don't
eat.
I'm not doing it again.
Whenever people tell me that, then you walk out and I'm like, no, see. This workout is not for me because my body naturally goes through a natural process of workout. Like now that I'm about going to school, my school is going to do the workout for me. So imagine going from one lecture hall to another, walking under sun, thinking about assignments.
And you know, like the crazy part is like when you now check how many steps, because my phone records my steps every day. You just constantly like, how many steps I have to take today? You will not stop like 20,000.
That's enough workout.
Where I work out go, please? It's just lecture hall, lecture.
That's enough workout for me. I don't have to go to the gym and be lifting iron. So please, people that say that they work out, my stomach is not going
to
be.
Please, students, so please try to eat. I know it's really hard trying to think of what to eat every day. But please just have Gary at the standby.
There was a time in school I was eating bread every day for 1 full week. Ah,
yeah, you're rich kid though.
Please stop it.
Stop it. The bread have sugar inside. They use sugar to bake that bread.
All right, Elvishi, thank you for coming to this podcast. Honestly, I feel honored to have.
Thank you. I beg you. I'm learning from you.
If you see Binshi outside, please hold her. Even if she doesn't give you money, she'll give you perfume. So you smell.
Yes, I sell perfume.
You smell like money.
You know, I sell everything that makes you feel expensive. I sell everything that.
Yeah, I sell your market that, small. Let me not be as if I'm a
wicked person. Stop now, y'all. Shopping.
I'm sorry, man.
So hey, babies, I sell. Y'all wicked. Anyways, I sell perfumes, I sell shoes, you know, anything that's going to bring out your self-esteem. If self-esteem is low, my dear, check out my Instagram page at Bentley's Full Stop Vogue. Yeah, everything to make you feel expensive. Please don't.
And it's not expensive, actually.
Because I know, like, you could just tell me your problem and I'd give you a solution. I'm your plug, yes. Your extension, your Nepa for video. I can't be your Nepa anything.
She's your plug for anything.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Anything at all. Even if it's Gary you want to buy. Mm-hmm. I'm your plug. I'm your plug for Gary. Yellow Gary, white Gary, Jebu Gary, London Gary.
Thank you very much, Bishi, for coming to this
Thank you for stopping by. Thank you.
Hopefully, having you on this podcast will finally blow.
Amen. Yeah. And you will blow now, a whole boss.
All right, people.
I want to blow.
Remember, November Special 3.0 starts tomorrow. 30 days of amazing content all through the month of November.
Yes.
And so you hear from me again, beautiful people. Any final words?
People should build Daniel. He has billions, so
hi guys.